to Commissioner's Court today.
Hello.
Ask for a volunteer if there's somebody, as we all stand together, somebody who would lead us in our invocation. Don't anybody be shy now. Would you? Okay, if you could come up. Thank you. Thank you, Bill.
Father, we thank you for today and the beauty of it. We ask your blessing over our meeting today. We ask that you would give us wisdom in our words, wisdom in our countenance. We ask that you would continue to grow and to bless this county in a magnificent way. We give you the honor and the credit for all good things. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Our pledges to the flags, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you, and you may be seated. If we could let the record reflect that all are present today except for Commissioner Metter. Do you have a quorum? Do I have a motion to approve our Commissioner's Court agenda?
Move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Is there anyone who would like to make a comment, any citizens' comments this morning, on an item that is on the agenda? We know that there are some at the end for things that are not on the agenda, but this is that time in our court where we listen to our citizens. Is there any comments? If there are none, then let's move forward to proclamations and resolutions and presentations. We have a presentation of Employee of the Month. Yes.
Good morning, Judge and Commissioners. My name is Shannon Jackson. I am the Recognitions Coordinator for the Montgomery County Employees Committee. And today we are presenting January and February's Employee of the Month, and they will get a $30 Benihana gift certificate and a plaque. So if I could have Lori Frankenfield up here.
Good morning.
Good morning. You can state your name for the record, please.
Yes, my name is Lori Frankenfield, Deputy Director of Mental Health Services at Adult Probation.
Thank you.
I nominated Teresa Flina for the January Employee of the Month. Teresa Flina is the clerk for the Montgomery County Mental Health Treatment Court, and she plays a critical role in the success of our clients and our department. She is unfailingly cheerful, upbeat, and positive when greeting our clients, which puts them at ease, particularly if they're experiencing mental health symptoms or anxiety about the legal process. She also represents the department to community partners such as NAMI, Tri-County Behavioral Health Care, and various local psychiatric hospitals and treatment centers. Should she come up yet?
Yeah.
I have more, though. I just wanted to. Teresa is organized and efficient, accomplishing more in a day than many do in a week. Teresa likes to stay busy and often asks for new or additional tasks. An example of an additional responsibility she recently undertook is the holiday giving campaign that she organized. She researched and chose a local nonprofit agency, Altus Hospice, developed and distributed flyers, created drop boxes, and arranged the delivery of the donated items. Despite the amount of work she has to do, Teresa can frequently be overheard offering to help her coworkers. She recently asked if she can fill in for one of the case managers at the monthly mental health court docket. Incidentally, at that docket, a court participant graduated, and when she read her graduation letter, she thanked Teresa for always having a smile for her. She's quick to respond to requests for information by other team members and is thorough in ensuring all loose ends are completed. I cannot speak highly enough of Teresa and her work. Her work ethic and attitude set an example and inspire her coworkers. It was with great pleasure that I submitted her nomination to be recognized as the Montgomery County Employee of the Month.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
If you turn around, we have a picture that's going to be taken of you guys. Teresa, congratulations.
Thank you.
Right behind you, right there. There we go. All right. Shannon?
Yes. And for February's Employee of the Month, could I have Brett Ligon, please?
Good morning, Judge. Gentlemen.
Good morning.
This morning we have nominated and the Citizens Committee has chosen Lee Romero of the District Attorney's Office as the February Employee of the Month. I'd like to bring Lee up here and recognize what Lee's accomplishments are. If you'll notice, Lee is 5'7", 150 pounds. The accomplishment is when Lee first began to work for the county 15 years ago on his resume, he said it was 5'7", 150 pounds. Unlike me, Lee is still wearing the suit that he interviewed in.
Employee of the month right there.
Yes, sir. Employee of the month. Employee of the decade here. Lee is at the intersection of law enforcement and the district attorney's office, and a lot of people don't understand that when an officer believes that they have enough probable cause that a crime has been committed, that a prosecutor reviews those charges and makes a determination whether or not on the judicial side that we're going to file charges on that. And so there is some friction between police officers, but there's also friction between other prosecutors because other prosecutors think, well, there's not enough PC here. I don't think this is a great case. Lee is at that point, that intersectionality between officers and prosecutors, because he works in our intake division. The intake division is where all the charges within the county are filed. And imagine, if you will, a wagon wheel. And you've heard this example before. All the spokes are law enforcement agencies. And the hub of that wagon wheel is where Lee works. Lee is responsible for our warrants. He's responsible for grand jury. He's responsible for probable cause. Lee oftentimes works weekends. And Lee never, hardly ever, ever takes a day off. I also have it on good note that Lee mentored and tutored famed lawyers Duane Corley and Abraham Lincoln. So Lee's service to this county goes back years and years and years. I want to thank Lee not only for being a great prosecutor, but being a better teammate. Lee, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you and congratulations. Wonderful. All right, as we move forward. Yes. And we thought there was going to be a big fight here. All right. So we move forward in our agenda. 9A, County Clerk, consider and approve the Commissioner's Court minutes from a regular session. Do I have a motion?
Move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you so much. So move to our consent agenda. Do I have a motion to approve the consent agenda with, are there any modifications that need to be made?
I'd like to defer 10L3B.
Okay.
10.
What page?
L3B, and I have no
seven.
Idea. Page seven. Thank you.
Page 7. Okay.
I would like to move H1, page 5, to the open agenda, if we could.
H.
I got a couple of payroll change requests I'd like to talk about.
Okay. This is, what is it, H, excuse me again, H?
H.
One,
page?
Page
5.
5. Okay. Are there any others? All right. Then do we have a motion to approve the court agenda with modifications? Oh. Yes, if I may withdraw that motion, or mm-hmm. asking for that motion, 10-01.
But what is it now? Page 8.
Yeah.
01 under Constable 3?
Yes.
They requested the deferral. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
We're waiting from the other attorney.
Are there any other modifications? All right. We have a motion to approve the consent agenda with modifications.
Move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. H1, page 5.
I've got some concerns about the Office of Emergency Management and Homeland Security. I'd really like to know why we are going to try to move your chief of staff to the executive director's position at that Homeland Security and Office of Emergency Management. We'll have an executive director. I guess we still have director. Is Darren Hess still the director? And is Mark Seal still the assistant director? So we've got three directors at the Office of Emergency Management if this is move is made.
Can we, BD, can I make a, can we move this to executive session immediately?
Yes, you can go into executive session on a personnel matter. You need to identify the section of the Open Meetings Act. I don't recall what it is off the top of my head.
Amy. Okay, it's the issue that we want to talk about is in Human Resources. It's H1. It is item 26 on that particular issue.
I want to talk about another personnel, another person too.
Okay. In this particular one, because of there is some personnel issues here, if we could move to executive session on my particular one, if we need to come back and pick that up, I'll be glad to do that too.
You'll need to recess under Chapter 551 of the...
I'm sorry?
Recess under Chapter 551 of the Local Government Code.
I'm sorry, Amy, I'm not here.
Recess under Chapter 551.
Of the Texas Government
just
Code.
Just as if we would at the end. Okay. Okay, we can do that. Then I'm going to move to recess under Chapter 551 of the Government Code, and then we will return in just a few moments. And it's executive session recess for executive session pursuant to one or more of the following provisions of the Texas Government Code, to wit, Chapter 551, Subchapter D, Articles 551.071. All right, we'll be right back. All right, we're going to reconvene at this time, and we're going to take action. I'll make a motion that we accept H1, page 5, that we approve it concerning the payroll changes. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Second.
All right. All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. All right, moving on. Community development. Dr. Ducharme.
Sorry.
What? What is that? We have...
Sign them off.
Why?
Because you pulled the whole
package. Well, put it back in consent.
Yeah, we can't.
Can we not? Charlie Riley?
We've accepted it. It's good. Dr. Ducharme.
Yes, sir. That'd be great.
And he's authorizing someone else to sign. Yeah, so we'll
authorize Darren Bailey to sign for me anytime.
All right.
That's a joke.
Thank you. Dr. Ducharme, proceed.
Thank you. Please consider and approve the following HUD forms for the lead-based paint grant and authorize the judge to sign them. The first one is a verification of administrative cost form. It tells HUD what they're paying for on our admin costs. It is a four-year form, in case those numbers jumped out at you as being kind of high.
Yeah, $22,000 for travel and training, but for 4 years,
yeah,
right?
It's for 4 years. Okay. And the second one is the actual contract for the grant, the HUD Form 1044.
All right.
The I did have one question on that. Let me jump over.
A little slow to switch gears.
Yeah, I think it's really small print. Hold on. But I thought it said on here that it was for 2 years, and you're saying for four.
It's 44 months.
Okay. Well, it just says this is travel costs required for two persons for two events a year.
Yes.
Is what, okay, but for 4 years.
Right.
For 44 months. Okay, thanks.
Right.
All right.
Move.
Second?
Second.
Is there any more discussion? If there is none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Elections. Susie?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Please consider and approve an order changing the polling location for County Election Precinct 84.
Right.
This
Thank
is
you.
A temporary change.
Thank you. Move.
Thank you.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Susie. Appreciate it so much. County Auditor, Rakesh.
Good morning, Judge. Good morning, Commissioners.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Item 13A, consider and approve payment of accounts.
Move.
And just so you know, within this payment of account, we're also requesting to pay the March the first payment for the debt service payment, which is due March the 1st, for $24.85 million. So this is the first payment. The second payment will be done in March, in September 1st. So the first payment includes both the principal and interest. That's why it's about 24.5. The second will be about 12-something million dollars.
Move.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you so much.
Thank
All right. Purchasing. Gilbert.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Our item is to approve the Dell contract through our DIR contract.
Move.
For,
Commissioners, I just want to, before you guys, I want to follow up with Gilbert that you, in the budget currently, we have the 359. If you guys approve this today, it will be the next 4 years will go in 2021, 2022, 23, 24 budget. So you will be making a commitment to those following four-year budgets. Okay?
Correct.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Gilbert. Grants. Rebecca?
And Amanda, you'll build that in yourself and update us on that total IT budget in the 17th of March or whenever it is.
So it's no change for the budget for this year. He funded it, but and then what we'll do is we'll put it in the base for the following 2021. Okay.
All right, Rebecca, proceed.
Good morning, Judge, Commissioners. Item A, consider and approve the fiscal year 2021 domestic violence investigator grant application to the Texas Governor's Office in the amount of $75,277.03 with a match of $38,700.97 from the District Attorney's Office budget.
Move.
Please.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Rebecca?
Thank you. Item B. Consider and approve the fiscal year 2021 overdose investigator grant application to the Texas Governor's Office.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank
Rebecca,
you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right.
Good morning, Judge, Commissioners. On 16A1, we're asking to approve a purchase sale agreement for property located at 21130 Legion Road. New Caney authorized Commissioner Metz to sign the agreement. The funding source is in the resolution we've named, which is the Capital Projects.
Capital Projects Fund.
Mm-hmm.
And also issued deposit, earnest money deposit, $10,000. The total purchase price is $2.1 million on this. This is currently an improved facility that had been a subject of discussion before.
All right. First of all, do we have a motion?
Move.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion?
I do have one thing, Judge. BD, do you have an estimated closing cost that we need to add into that $2.1
million? We don't at this time. We will get it once title commitment is issued. And after the feasibility study is done, we have a 45-day feasibility study, due diligence period.
Mm-hmm.
It is... is currently a tenant occupied, so the seller does not want to close before March 27th, and the contract calls for a closing on or before May 2nd at the latest.
You know, if as just yeah. part of the discussion, just as an aside, we had talked about a another piece of property and the cost of what it was going to be. And what I thought it was awesome how we came back. The Commissioner Metz had worked very hard with the people that he had chosen to help him, readjusted this whole thing based upon where we were financially to be able to do this. I mean, it was awesome. And so you have an improved piece of property that does everything we want it to do. And for that money, it is a great move. We have the money to do it. So we have a motion to second it. We're in discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Now we have a public hearing, Precinct 3. Commissioner?
Is anyone here to discuss the matter listed below? Doesn't look like there's anyone here to discuss, Judge.
Okay. Then let's move forward, Precinct 4.
Yes, I'll take that, Commissioner, if you'd like. This is discuss the abandonment of Porcher County-owned right-of-way known as Rio Grande Drive. This is a small .288-acre tract that is at the end of the road that was never paved, but it was part of a platted subdivision. The person at the end of the road wants it to be a private drive. He's talked to the adjoining landowners who have agreed, and so we are abandoning just that portion. It will go to the two adjoining landowners, and I believe Mr. Williams has an agreement between them to allow him access, and he's actually going to build the drive, but we're taking it out since it's adopted as part of the plat, but the road was never built. That's what we're abandoning.
Okay, so in terms of us moving forward, when we close on this particular one, this is just for discussion at this point.
This is for discussion, okay. And after the public hearing is held, you can reconvene and take action on that. There's a resolution and order that meets all the requirements of the transportation code with regard to the abandonment.
Okay. Commissioner?
Anyone here discuss the abandonment on Rio Grande and Riverwalk?
Okay. All right. If there is no more discussion, then we're going to reconvene. Do we have a motion to approve 17A?
Move.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. And then, BD, did you say on 17B we can move on that?
Yes.
Or do we need to wait for the actual?
No, you can. There's a written resolution order that will show the effect of the court and also describe the effect where this property owner gets the north half of that abandoned, the other property owner gets the south half of it, and it's abandoned.
Okay.
So it's a motion to approve the resolution order for 17B.
Okay, so then how would I formulate the motion?
A motion to approve the resolution in order for 17B.
Abandoning portion of Rio Grande Drive.
All right, we'll let that stand as a motion from me.
Works for me.
Thank you.
I'll move.
Second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. All right. Now, we already did this once today, but in our agenda here, we need to do it again. Executive session, the court will recess for executive session pursuant to one or more of the following provisions of the Texas Government Code, to wit, Chapter 551, Subchapter D, Articles 551.071. Those people who especially came to make comments today, be patient. We'll be back. Thank you. All right. Thank you for being patient with us. We'd like to reconvene our session. We have a quorum. Commissioner Nowak had to leave for, I believe it was College Station, for training. We have a resolution and order that I would like to make a motion that we accept, 18A, executive session. Is there a second? Any discussion? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all very much. Now, as we've gone through executive session, we have some individuals who have signed up for discussion. And the first one is Paul Krausen. Paul, if you would come to the podium and tell us what's going on.
Paul Krausen, Precinct 4. A few weeks ago, I was here with this map and gave y'all a copy of it because of the flooding that we've been having around our neighborhood.
Right.
And I was showing y'all some of the things that we felt like would make more sense than what just happened a few weeks ago. A few weeks ago, surveyors came out in the neighborhood and did put a lot of stakes out and was talking to a lot of neighbors about eminent domain coming through and putting a big gorge in the neighborhood. And we've been requesting public meetings for a while with Commissioner Metz's office and have been rejected from that many times. But we're here again today. We had quite a few people. If y'all would indicate who's still here by raising your hand. My neighbors are still here raising their hands. Quite a few people had to leave because they were in two-hour parking and things like that. But we were asking for a public meeting about this before it gets too crazy, and so that we can do what makes sense for everybody and not spend a whole lot of money on something that not, you know, doesn't take a whole lot of money to fix. And so we saw in this that it was eminent domain from the contract that I asked, and it took a lot of effort on my part to make public information requests to get this and show this public domain, this eminent domain coming in. If any of my neighbors, they might not have signed up to speak, but they would. I think they would.
Yeah, they'll have opportunity.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's about all I have, except I want this that I had to request that doesn't really show anything other than what I had to draw in here to show where it comes up. I want this entered as just a record, and that's,
if we
that's
could,
all
we
I had
could,
to speak.
If, can we do that, BD, and enter this item into the record and then make copies of it
along
for
with
everybody?
My speech? I've done that before.
Yeah, that's fine. Go ahead. That's fine.
The clerk will take it.
Yeah, there's no problem. All right, and then there are those that will have the opportunity, but we do have some people that have signed up, so if I may, okay. We'd like to go through the order. Edgar Ortega. Okay. Is Kenneth Porter here? Okay. Is there anyone else who would like to speak on this issue that has been brought up by Mr. Krausen? You're welcome to come to the microphone. All right. If you would please identify yourself and just tell us what we're talking about here.
Yeah, my name is Jorge Gamboa, okay? And I just wake up one morning and they were putting flags and all that in front of the property, 10, 12 feet from my septic tank. This is where the bayou is going to go. And I just think that... if it's any way possible that this can be reconvened or be analyzed better in a better way, because at the end of all that what they're doing, they're throwing the waters back to 1314. That was not, has no use for right. that, you know? And I don't know what the procedures would be, but I would appreciate if any help could be done in that manner. Okay.
Thank you. Okay. Appreciate it. Before you sit down, would you spell your last name for us?
Gamboa, G-A-M-B-O-A.
Thank you so much. Appreciate
thank
it.
You. Thank you.
Are there any others who would like to talk about anything that they did not get an opportunity on the agenda or any other miscellaneous topics? If there are none, do I have a motion to adjourn?
Move.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all today for being patient. We appreciate it so much.